Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician, of body and soul. This is Lutheran Radio UK. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Juliana Krieger, and you're listening to Health Matters. This program aims to explore the psychological, social, and spiritual implications that illnesses have on patients and their families. We're first going to speak with Dr. Andrew Nicholson about the practical and more physical implications. In the second part, Pastor Lynn Hansen considers the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients face. Both doctor and pastor hope to do more than that, though. They also want to give guidance and comfort to the weary and burdened soul and to remind them that God is with them and for them, no matter what comes their way. Thank you for all your emails, comments and questions from last week. Today, we'll talk about another stressful condition for both patient and family. Our topic is diabetes. Welcome back, Dr. Andrew. Can you explain to us what is diabetes and how bad can it be?
If we are talking about diabetes, we must talk about insulin, which is a hormone secreted by a part of the body called the pancreas, a specific part of the body of the pancreas called the islets of Langerhans. Big long words, it doesn't really matter, but this hormone essentially gets hold of sugar within our bloodstream and puts them into the cells where they're wanted. Without insulin, the body just accumulates sugar in the bloodstream and it doesn't go where it's needed, which is into the power of the cells themselves. There are two sorts of diabetes in broad terms. One is something called type 1, which is where probably the body develops antibodies against these cells, and suddenly there is a complete cessation of production of insulin. This can make the patient quite ill, and is typically seen in the young, in children, or in young adults, where they suddenly become very thirsty and quite ill. And it can be lethal. They can end up with something called acidosis, which is very unpleasant. The other sort of diabetes is the one that is so associated with Western lifestyle and eating habits. As we get older, we tend to exercise less and eat more. At the moment, the Western lifestyle is essentially as if we're in the Garden of Eden and we can eat everything that's put in front of us. And in many ways, human beings are hardwired to eat when they see food. As a consequence, as the years go by, people put on weight. A lot of this weight is central to the body. It's so that quite often people who are prone to develop diabetes have a shape that's said to be apple-shaped. Their weight is in their abdomen, whereas not around their hips. So it is better to be a pear than an apple. This fat that seems to be within the body seems to promote the likelihood of developing diabetes. It is associated with a disease called polycystic ovaries in ladies and also high blood pressure. Now, the important thing is that if diabetes isn't managed well, then all sorts of terrible things can happen. You can get severe heart disease and have many heart attacks. You can have blood supply problems to the legs, where the blood supply gets so bad that you get gangrene of the legs and end up losing one or both of them. Your eyesight can be severely affected in that you can start developing retinal hemorrhages, which are little blotchy bits in the eye which grow over the back of the eye, and unless they're treated quickly, can promote blindness. There's virtually no organ in the body that can't be affected. I have a patient who has had to have a kidney transplant because of diabetes. And so it shows that diabetes is really an illness that you don't want to get. The incidence of diabetes in this country is going up as people live longer and their lifestyles are poorer. So that in some areas of this country, diabetes has an incidence of 5 or 6%. It is said to be worse in those from the Indian subcontinent, and they need specific management.
You've mentioned some of the symptoms already, Doctor. What things can someone be looking out for as signs that they might be a potential diabetic?
You should be looking at your own lifestyle and keeping an eye on what is going on within you. If your weight is going up, you need to see your primary care doctor and make sure your blood pressure isn't going up. The World Health Organization definition of diabetes now is, I believe, two fasting blood sugars above 7 millimoles per litre. More words, but in fact, the definition is quite tight now. You really have got to be pretty far down the road to, if you're starting to develop severe thirst and passing a lot of water at night or thrush in your mouth. These are all can all occur when you've had diabetes for a while. Of course, what we do as human beings is we pretend it's not happening. We're using denial as a mechanism. And so that's we quite often people do present late on, but when you ask them, they've actually had their symptoms for quite some time. Really, your body, as I've said before, is a holy temple. You need to make sure that you are looking after it properly and see your primary care specialist regularly to ensure that you know what your blood pressure is, you know what your cholesterol is, and you know what your blood sugar is. These are important things for your well-being for the future.
Can diabetes be detected in its early stages? And if so, can it be treated? Or is this the type of disease you will have for a lifetime once you get it?
We need to divide the answer between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1, where the production of insulin has gone completely, has to be managed as an illness all the rest of the patient's life, and they will always have to use insulin to be able to survive. The type 2 diabetes presents gradually and insidiously and can, early on, it certainly can, if not be got rid of, but at least stopped for quite a substantial time if the patient does two very simple things. One is get slim, the other one is get fit. Both of those are simple words to say, they're almost impossible to do. I actually have one patient who has actually done that. They've lost 10 stone by having a gastric bypass and has taken up running. And there seems to be no evidence of her diabetes within her now. However, for everyone who can do that, there are thousands who can't. The important thing to do is accept that you have this illness and you manage it properly. You need to get to know your GP, your primary care physician, because he will want to get certain nuts and bolts within you right. One of them is your cholesterol levels down to a reasonable amount. Another one is your blood pressure at a certain level. And something else called your glycosylated hemoglobin down to a certain number. Essentially, in diabetes, the attachment of sugar to the hemoglobin molecule goes up as diabetes gets worse. And this is a very good measurement as to see how the patient has been over the previous 3 to 4 months. Quite often when sitting opposite a doctor, the patient often says they've been a paragon of virtue and they've behaved themselves completely. But the blood tests so often tell a different story. We've all been in that sort of position.
What are extreme cases of the disease? Say, when does amputation become necessary? Or wounds that won't heal, things like that?
What tends to happen for many people is that they have to, at a time of their life when they've thought that they could have a bit of fun and run through the fields of Elysium enjoying themselves, in fact, they have to suddenly start behaving themselves substantially. They need to eat a proper diet. They need to take extra exercise. They need to take medication to keep things under control. And indeed, some people just find this impossible to do and their control gets worse and worse. The new drugs that are available nowadays do help to put off the onset of insulin in type 2 diabetes, but we have more and more people who do require this. And if their control continues to be bad, then we run into those serious problems such as heart disease, eye disease, and peripheral artery disease. There are sometimes needs to amputate legs. We don't do this easily or lightly. We will do it only when the threat to life is greater than leaving the leg on, and it so often will present as gangrene. Once gangrene seems to start set into toes, my impression is that you need to proceed to a baloney amputation. Some patients find this unacceptable, and you end up with this sort of nibbling away business where every 6 months they have to go for another part to be removed as it dies off. This is a very difficult part of diabetes, and it's an area where we would like to try and prevent people getting to this stage. But diabetes is an illness that gradually gets worse as the years go past.
What advice would you give to someone who has just found out that he or she has diabetes?
Well, I think first of all is to join, in this country, with the British Diabetic Association. Go along for something called Desmond, which is a learning package done at your local hospital where you are taught how to look after your diabetes. It's imperative you go to this because you will learn such a lot. You will learn how to look after your feet properly. You'll learn how to test yourself properly, Diabetics who don't require insulin very seldom need to test their blood sugar levels. It is just a snapshot saying how you are that very second. Whereas, in fact, if you're managing diabetes type 2, you need to know how you've been over the previous 4 to 6 hours, and urine testing is a much more accurate way of showing how you've been managing those hours. So, first of all, go along for your Desmond check. The next one is essentially to accept that this is what is the way it is and discuss with your doctor how best to manage this. We, in our practice, have a diabetic clinic where you come along to have your toes tickled and your blood pressure checked and see how your diabetes is being managed. This tends to take about half an hour, and you see our practice nurses who've all undergone a training called the Warwick training to make sure they are up to date and up to speed with the problem. Another thing is to have yearly photographs of the back of your eyes to make sure that you haven't got these insidious new blood vessel growths in the back that can be so dangerous to your eyesight. And the other one, of course, is to make a friend of your GP. I know this is something that is an anathema to many people, but really we GPs are meant to be on your side, oh patient, and really we need to be able to try and tackle this illness together. I think it's important that people come to accept that they have this disease and to take responsibility for themselves and their health. After all, your body is a temple of your soul. It's imperative you look after it to the best of your ability.
Thank you, Doctor. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, Pastor Lynn Hansen will speak to us of his experiences in the spiritual care of the people affected by diabetes. Stay tuned, because there's more to come. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
We're back with Health Matters, and now Pastor Lynn Hansen speaks to us about the spiritual care of people affected by diabetes. Welcome back, Pastor. How stressful does diabetes get to both patient and family?
Diabetes is a tough one. Usually when a person is hospitalized with diabetes, it is because there are other physical malfunctions, such as kidney failure or vascular disease. The other day, I visited 2 patients afflicted with such maladies. They suffered the same diseases, but their attitudes were quite opposite. The first patient, we'll call him Bruce, suffered not only from diabetes, but also vascular deterioration in his left leg. Surgeons, using medications, attempted to get the blood flowing in the leg, but they were unsuccessful. The next step was to take a vein from the right leg and use it in the left leg. That too was unsuccessful. The final step was to amputate both legs above the knee. Bruce appeared to accept this reality. He expressed hope for recovery and a normal life, yet his affect appeared downcast. Bruce said he was a Christian, but Bruce never talked about Jesus, his faith, or calling out to God. To my knowledge, Bruce never directly asked God for help. Bruce appeared to be quite sad. The other patient, who I will call George, was very upbeat. When I first met George, I walked into the hospital room and I asked, How are things going for you today? With a broad smile on his face, George emphatically replied, I am blessed. It was then that I noticed both of George's legs were gone, amputated below the knee. Afflicted with diabetes, kidney disease, and missing both legs, George considered himself blessed. How so? How could this be? George believed in his heart and confessed with his mouth Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior. George called out to God in prayer. George felt assured of God's love for him through Christ Jesus. Spiritually, George was at peace. George affirmed God cared for him and would continue to care for him until he passed from this life and entered eternal life, where there is no more disease or suffering. Both Bruce and George suffered similar afflictions. Both lost their legs. Yet one appeared less troubled by loss and affliction. In my experience, those patients who confess with their mouth and believe in their heart Jesus is their Lord persevere through the blistering afflictions of life much better. They appear to be more confident, happier, and at peace with God. Others who don't confess Jesus as Lord appear anxious, troubled, angry, or to have just given up on life. I don't want you to think that just because you pray a prayer, attend church a few times, say you're a Christian, that God will then make your world trouble-free. Nowhere in the Holy Bible does God promise to make life easy for us, but He does promise to remain with us, to walk with us, and sustain us in this life until life everlasting. For those of you afflicted by diabetes or any type of disease, I encourage you to pray. Ask God to give you strength to live each day as one of His children. And I don't mean to pray this prayer just once and then see what happens, but to pray daily, pray hourly. Pray whenever the thought enters your mind to do so. You don't have to be in a special place or in a church building. Stop right where you are and speak in your thoughts to God in heaven. Ask God to give you that peace that surpasses human understanding, that peace which comes from God's assurance that He is always with you, that He cares for you, that He will be there for you. Ask Him to give you that comfort. Please join me now in prayer. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon all who call out to You in their time of need. Assure them of Your mercy. Deliver them from the temptations of the evil one, and give them patience and comfort during their dark time of affliction. If it please You, restore them to health in all things. Give us Your grace, enabling us to accept tribulation with courage and hope. We pray this through Christ Jesus, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May I suggest to you at this time that you take your Bible and you turn to Psalm 145, read verses 18 to 21. Bookmark that spot. Read those verses often. And I suggest that you read other portions of the Bible. That is God speaking to you. Thank you for listening in today. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up His favor upon you and give you peace. Until next time, this is Chaplain Lynn Hansen praying for God's richest blessings upon all of you.
Thank you, Pastor Lynn Hansen, speaking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll rejoin you and Dr. Andrew next week. Thank you for listening. Please send your comments, questions, and suggestions on our show to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We'll do our best to reply to every message. The podcast of this show is available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. you will find us under Program. When you're there, take a look at our other shows and stay tuned. Goodbye for now and God bless.